Alright guys, I want to start off with a little situation here. I want to explain something to you. Alright. It's a Saturday night, and as always, you and your friend go to 7-Eleven to get some beef jerky. You're walking to 7-Eleven, and bam, to your left, you see a blazing hot chick. You're thinking, damn, 7-Eleven is always the place to find the hot chicks. I mean, it's the numbers. They get so confused that they stick around, you know? Anyway, so you're at 7-Eleven, you see this hot chick, you start walking over there, you and your friend. There's only one chick, mind you. Getting closer, and you notice something behind the building over there. You look to your right. Your friend doesn't see it. You look to your right, though, and you say, what is that, a ham? You think it's a ham, but then you, like, notice a shoe on it. You're like, what type of ham wears a shoe? So, you stare a little longer, and then you start to realize that that ham belongs to somebody. Yeah, it's a fat chick. And just as you get over to the girl and your friend starts talking to her, the fat chick starts to mosey on over. You just fell for it. You've just become victim of the fat chick, man's greatest arch enemy. Now, I know there's probably a few girls out there listening to this song saying, well, there's just some fat chick, you know, leave her alone. Alright, granted she's fat, but I'm saying here today that fat chick did what she did on purpose. She set it up. She brought her little skinny hot friend over to the light and said, you stand here, I'm gonna go hide behind that building and eat some chicken fingers. And while I'm eating those chicken fingers, you can lure in some guys. And then, I'll pounce. Alright, let's go back to the present. Alright, you're standing there, your friend's talking to her, the hot chick that is, and the fat chick's already made her way over, and you've already begun to cry, and you say, alright, hold on, you pull your friend aside, you say, alright, dude, I'm not hooking up with this fat chick, no, I'm not that hungry, and he says, dude, I won't tell anybody, besides, fat chicks give great head, you know that, bam, stop, alright, flashback, alright, that's not true. I don't know personally, of course, but I'm just saying that fat chicks probably don't give great head. It's my theory that they started that rumor. Yeah, the fat chick rumor. They started that to give themselves leverage. They need it. They're fat. Yeah, I know. I know what you're thinking. Isn't this supposed to be a song or something? Well, I'll get to that, alright? I just want to make sure that you all know that fat chicks are mischievous. Remember that.
Fat chicks never roll alone. They always bring a skinny chick along to lure your friend away and get you alone. So listen to the words that I told you today. If you use them right and listen to me, you might live. Cause fat chicks never roll alone. You know there are only two that are on their mind, and that's sex and food, but mostly food, but still some sex, so be careful tonight.